Case 36, page 269. A case, one day, Chan Sha went wandering in the mountains. Upon returning, when he got to the gate, the head monk asked, "Where are you coming from, master?" Sha said, "From wandering in the mountains." The head monk asked, "Where did you go?" Sha said, "First I went pursuing the fragrant grasses, then I returned following the falling flowers." The head monk said, "How very much like the sense of springtime." Sha said, "It even surpasses the autumn dew dripping on the lotuses." Sudor added to the remarks, "Remark, thanks for your reply." One day, Chan Shan went wandering in the mountains. Upon returning, when he got to the gate, the head monk asked, "Where are you coming from, master?" Sha said, "From wandering in the mountains." The head monk asked, "Where did you go?" Sha said, "First I went pursuing the fragrant glasses, then I returned following the falling flowers." The head monk said, "How very much like the sense of springtime." Sha said, "It even surpasses the autumn dew dripping on the lotuses." Sudor added the remark, "Thanks for your reply." teaches us that the Chan Sha, Zen Master's daily life is going very free. basic nature of human being. So not only the Chan Sha, but also everyone can do this. The human full function human full aliveness of action is maybe analyzed by three stages I told you before. First stage, is the mountains are mountains. The second stage is that the mountains are not mountains. Third stage is that the mountains are mountains. So third and first are quite different attitude and behavior and functioning. It's very different. But anyway, those three anyway working simultaneously in a moment, but temporarily, if you experience full aliveness of human action, you can really analyze like this into three stages, but they are not separate. Okay. But in the time process, if you want to master something, for instance, tea ceremony or sports or calligraphy or reading and education, whatever, maybe you have to climb the one by one, okay? One stage, second stage, third stage. But that is nothing but analysis of human action in terms of time process. But broadly speaking, human action, full aliveness of human action, is exactly including those of three, all of three, simultaneously. Otherwise, your movement, your daily lives are very shaky, very uneasy, unstable. If you see only in terms of time process, human action in terms of time process, it's very difficult to settle yourself in the self, in your daily living anyway. It's very difficult. So anyway, but temporary routine analyzes three stages. Okay. First stage, mountains are mountains. This is very common understanding of mountains and you. So between you and the mountains are very before you and mountains are there is a dualistic aspect of human life there. Okay. So first of all, you have to initiate moving toward mountains through your six consciousnesses. Anyway, seeing, hearing, anyway, communicating or doing something anyway with the mountains. Initiatively, you have to move first anyway. Otherwise, mountain doesn't come up to you if you wait without doing anything. So you have to do it. That is, the mountains are mountains. But this is human delusions which no one can escape. Okay? Even the bodhisattvas, even the Buddha cannot escape this one. That's why Dogen Zen says, if you move toward your object first, well, he says in a different expression, but if I translate it, he says, anyway, if you move initiatively toward the object, trees, birds, and in order to compose, anyway, poem of the pine tree, whatever, anyway, that is delusion. That is called delusion. But delusion is important for us, anyway. Without this, without delusion, we cannot understand anything. Now also, we can't just stop deluding anyway. Without delusion, we can't communicate anything. So, delusion is a hint where you are, okay? Where your actions are, okay? Delusion is a signal to watch where you are present, what you are doing, okay? So, first of all, you have to move toward the pine tree to make a poem of its poem, but this is a delusion because still there is some gap between
So you have to completely project yourself into the pine tree. That is called, empathy. You have to empathize yourself to the pine tree. But empathy is still psychological, human attitude in terms of psychological viewpoint. So this is nothing but the human action taking place at the first stage anyway. Okay, empathy. Empathy seems to be good, but it's still at the first stage. So anyway, for this, in order to empathize you into the pine tree, anyway, it's really request you enormous effort beyond your sense of a like or dislike. Anyway, it's really request enormous effort, enormous attention, enormous effort, energies toward moving toward it. So that is so called effort. Anyway, effort. So from this point, no one can escape human effort. So every day you have to make every possible effort to live in this world. The second stage is that the mountains are not mountains. That is a very interesting point. So if you really move towards pine tree with enormous energy, enormous tension, at that time there is no sense of so-called I. So-called my doing, because you have to be completely absorbed by life of pine tree, life of mountains. Anyway, you have to be completely absorbed. Okay? So that is called egolessness. You no self there. No self is taking place only when you really devote yourself to do something with enormous effort, wholehearted attention. Okay, attentions. At that time, it's simultaneously the other side of enormous effort, enormous energy, enormous the wholeheartedness is represented as what is called egolessness. Okay, egolessness. So, from this point, according to the second stage, from the first stage, you move toward, okay, object. But at the second stage, you are not moving toward the object. Object, you are completely drawn in to the object, means object catch you immediately. You are drawn in by object, even though you don't move. Anyway, your object anyway brings you into your object without any effort, without your sense anyway. So that is at that time, that is called egolessness. Egolessness is not nihilistic understanding. So egolessness is really full of the manifestation of full energies. And the third stage, so at the second stage, that's why mountains are not mountains. Because mountains are not the mountain, you are moving at, because mountains are exactly you, because you are drawn in by mountains. Before, you are conscious of the mountain anyway, okay? But you can experience this one. If you really take care of your job, your occupations, and even cleaning the floors, everyday life, or washing the dishes, you can really experience this one. Okay. At that time, the dishes are not dishes. Dishes are exactly you. But you are drawing completely by the dishes. Function of the dishes, function of the mountains. Okay? So how can I express this one? So, there is no eyes. So only the mountains. But mountains are not the mountains, ideal mountains, in terms of common sense, so mountains are not mountains. So that mountains, which mountains are not mountains, are really identical with the full functioning of your life, okay? And the third stage, at the third stage, anyway, if you are completely, entirely drawn in by the mountains, gives you lots of information. You are very naturally communicate with mountains, and you can learn lots of things. In other words, you can hear the voiceless voice of the mountain speaks toward you through the materialistic aspect of the mountains itself. Anyway, mountain speaks to you instead of you want to listen. Yeah? Anyway, mountain speaks to you. So you can learn a lot from the mountains if you do this, if you reach this stage. So this is what you learn, something from the mountain's life. At that time, it's really something wonderful, so-called joy, something more than joy, but anyway, joy, or in them, maybe that is called enlightenment, satori. So satori is not something complicated you have to learn. Satori is found in the very simple movement, okay, which is exactly fit into the rhythm of life, of you, of mountains, fit together at that time. There is full communication between you and the mountains. That is called Kan no Doko in Japanese. Kan means perception, literally. Kan means perception, means not only six senses, but not only through the consciousness. Perception means to receive mountains with your whole body, anyway, whole body, which exists in the present and in the past and the future, anyway, that is to perceive, okay? So if you perceive the mountain with your whole body, which has been handed down from generation to generation, from time to time, anyway, from the past to present to the future, that time you have a very great communication. That is call of kano. Okay, no of kano. No means to communicate. No, excuse me. No means respond. Excuse me. Respond. So you have to respond, but respond the mountains with your whole body. Anyway, when your whole body responds the mountain's life, at that time it is called, what would you say, inspirations. Something more than you think you want to know, but it is manifested, represented as lots of questions in your life. Those stuff, inspirations, you know. The world of the, many things in the world of the inspiration are, what would you say, kind of the questions, lots of questions you don't know. So what's that? All this question comes up, okay? But those questions are not something you can resolve in the realm of intellect or intellectual research, but within the only movements, okay? Within the only reply to, responding to, well, the rhythm of life for which mountains are, have. If you really respond to this, that response is not the kind of intellectual inspiration, it's movement, okay? It's movement. So within the movement, there is a full communication there. So that is a climb the mountains, anywhere mountains, climb the mountains. So when you are completely drawn in by the mountains and living with the mountains, your life is, your living is exactly identical with that of the mountains, and you have to die with exactly with the mountains and alive with the mountains. If you do this very naturally within each movement, responding to the voiceless voice of the mountain heads, anyway, there is wonderful inspirations, so called learning. Okay, learning. Learning of the mountains. Learning the mountains. Okay. More than researching, intellectual research. That is not a sort of a big one or fascinations. It's a very simple one. Simple one. Apparently, it's just like the same things. Karagiri is Karagiri, religiously speaking. Karagiri is Karagiri, mountains are mountains, nothing different. But within the materialistic aspect of Karagiri and mountains, there is an enormous, anyway, functioning of the communications between you and mountains. Okay? The other day, Tony recommended me to read a book called The Mountains. You know, that mountains, the title is On Ice and Snow and Rock by Gaston Rebuffet?
Rebuffet, yes.
Origin is it? French? It's very interesting. Statement is here, okay? Difficulty constitutes a question. Difficulty means when you climb the mountains, always there is a quite difficulties, so-called questions,
you know,
questions. If you see the mountain and you have to climb the mountain, and then you have to research how can you climb the mountains. But still there is a lot of questions. How do you climb the mountain? Even though you know exactly what to do. Okay? But still questions. How? So, a difficulty constitutes a question. The movements which resolve it are the reply. Reply. So, you have to respond at the rhythm of mountains. You have to learn the mountains intellectually, but simultaneously you have to learn rhythm of mountains life, which are something beyond what mountains described in the book. That is the life of mountains. But if you want to mountaineer, you have to learn this one. Otherwise, you cannot climb. So, the movement which resolve it are the reply. So, within a reply, there is a kind of answer. But that answer is not the intellectual answer. It appears in the conscious level anyway. Because it's nothing but the movements. So, reply is a movement anyway. Fitting into the rhythm of mountain's life. So this, he says, this is the intimate pleasure of the communication with the mountain, not with its grandeur and beauty. It's not something specific, so-called beauty and grandeur, anyway. Well, if you want to explain, well, maybe you can say so, but it is not explanation. It is nothing but the movements. So, with that communication is with what? Communication with mountains, but not the, what you can learn is not something a sense of grandeur or beauties, but more simply with its material self. With its material self means mountain's material aspect, the material aspect of the mountains, okay, which it possesses. Its substance, it is called substance. Anyway, essence of that is called rhythm of life, when the mountain has. Well, you cannot see it. But rhythm of life, the mountain has, is going on with the clouds, the skies, and time process, and the past, the present, future, anyway. So it's huge rhythm, anyway, there. But that is nothing but simple rhythm, okay? Simple movements. So, with its material self, its substance, as an artist or craftsman communicates with wood, stone, or iron, with which he is working. So, the same apply to anyway wood, or stone, or paper you are drawing, or poetry you are looking at in order to make a poem, etc., or whatever. Anyway, you have to communicate with it fully, anyway. Still, words, communication is creating some gap between you and poetry, you and mountains, but full communication is nothing but movement and actions, practice, responding from moment to moment to anywhere rhythm of a mountain's life. And then through this, you can really learn something which you can find the full solution of your questions. Sometimes questions disappear in this movement. But in a moment, at the moment, that is called enlightenment anyway. Enlightenment comes up. For instance, useless, Zazen is useless. You don't understand this point because you don't do anything uselessly. According to common sense, you do always usefully, okay? Because human action has, anyway, its own purpose. Why? You do this. Okay? But Zazen is useless, according to the Zen, one of the famous Zen masters. You don't understand this one. But sometimes you can understand this one. But that understanding solution, resolution, comes up at the moment, not at the moment. Very simple way. But it's not the sort of a sense of grandeur, sense of beauty. You can understand the Zazen as it really is, that's all. That's all we have experienced. That is awareness or enlightenment. So enlightenment is not the religious fascinations which you can imagine, okay? You cannot be the celestial being. Anyway, you are still you. Even though you attain enlightenment or even though you are not enlightenment, attain enlightenment, anyway, you are you. But still different. Quality is different. So that's why the author says like this. So that is the third meaning of the third stage of a full functioning of human action, okay? Human practice. So at that time, at the third stage, your movements are not something different. Exactly same movement as other people do. But quality is different. Because that is going at the third stage anyway. Mountains there, but and I am here. Mountains there, but they don't bother each other. They don't bother their life, each other. Just communicating constantly. Full communication takes place constantly. And then I can learn the mountains intellectually and experience the mountains, but. Something more than I can learn, something more than that. Okay. That is a full communication, okay? So called kanno, kanno doko. Spiritual response between the mountains and you. So you can learn the really rhythm of life. The mountain has, what is a mountain? You can really learn. And also if you learn real life of the mountain, that life of the mountain is exactly same as life of the birds, life of the you, same things. So you can learn the human world through the mountains. So that is, anyway, so-called enlightened gift. Action practice of an enlightened person, bodhisattva's practice, anyway. So, this Chan Sha behave like this, behaves just like this, okay? So, one day Chan Sha went wandering in the mountains. Upon returning, when he got to the gate, the head monk asked, "Where are you coming from, master?" So, anyway, this if you read this case, this is nothing but excessive expression of human enlightenment, religious enlightenment, okay, which is fully alive in the human life every day, in terms of poetical and literal sense, literal expression, okay? So very dramatic, this one. But I don't think you should imitate like this, but anyway, you can learn. You can do in your daily life. One day, Chen Sha went wandering in the mountains. Upon returning, when he got to the gate, so this the Chen Sha, so actions are just like the smooth flow of water, you know. Because his life is completely drawn in by the mountains, and the mountains teaches him who he is and what he is doing, and he learns the mountains' life anyway. Even though he seems to just stroll. Just walk, even with any particular purposes, just walk. But just walk is not just walk which happens, which takes place at the first stage. Just walk, just stroll is anyway human behavior at the third stage. Okay? So, it's very freely, very peaceful, very harmonious. Okay? So, that is a wandering in the mountains. Upon returning, when he got to the gate, the head monk asked, "Where are you coming from, master?" So, this monk really got him to test anyway. He wants to have this master to test. How the test to see how his spiritual capacity is working within. So that is a question: where are you? Where are you coming from, master? The Sha said, from wandering in the mountains. Well, this is a very common, smooth answer. I just wandering in the mountains. So from the just wandering in the mountains, it seems to be indifferent, you know, of attention in his walking, you know. It seems to be very indifferent. So, there is no particular point, you know, he said, from just wandering in the mountains. The head monk asked, "Where did you go?" That's why head monk still want to know what he did, because he answered, "From just wandering in the mountains." So can you take care of your life just like this? Because human action always has its own purpose. Why you do this? So that's why you want to know. Okay? What did you do? Means you are climbing to the top of the mountain, or you are going down to the mountain, or you just walk in the middle of the mountains, what did you do? So, that's why Ed Monk asked, where did you go? Sha said, first I went pursuing the fragrant grasses, then I returned following the falling flowers. Means, when I went to the mountains, I just anyway pursuing the fragrant grasses. You know, wonderful grasses, chasing after wonderful grasses, just walking. When I return, just following the falling flowers and just to return, then without any particular purposes. So it seems to be a very careless, and it seems to be careless movement or easygoing mode of movement, just going, just sitting. But I don't think so, because this movement takes place anyway after the third stage. Okay? If you do this after the first stage, it's just easygoing mode of life. But at the third stage, it's that movements are based on freedom, liberations, peace, harmony. So that's why he said, first I went to pursuing the fragrant grasses, then I returned following the falling flowers. So it means fragrant grasses. Pursuing the fragrant grasses means to seek. Seeking for the truth, anyway. Climb the top of the mountain, anyway. If you want to practice Zazen, anyway, if you want to practice Buddhism, anyway, wherever you are, or completely beyond the good capacity you have or not, anyway, you want to climb the mountain, means you want to reach the top of the mountains. Everyone can want to do this. So that is, anyway, individual practice, working hard, really working hard, in order to master, anyway, something as a craftsman or carpentry work, anyway, and biologist and housewife and cleaning the room and whatever. Anyway, you really want to master cleaning the room when you want to clean the room. So that is really pursuing fragrant, anyway, grasses. You cannot ignore this. You cannot live your life just according to the easygoing mode of life, what takes place at the first stage. Okay? You must understand deeply more deeply this. For this, you need the enormous effort and attention to take care of cleaning room anyway. And then returning following the falling flower means, on the other hand, you cannot stay always with just one way of the seeking the truth, always. Okay. Reaching the highest level of spiritual life, you cannot do this. You simultaneously highest level of spiritual life must arrive in your daily life, so you have to return to the human world. You have to descend to human world to live your life thinking with others. Thinking with you, only you, means depending on you is really idiot. Really idiot. Because egoistic. So, You have to anyway think others. This is called human being, okay? Not idiot. Anyway, human being, which is different from animals and trees, birds, anyway. You are human being. So we have to think others. In other words, you have to live with others. That means descending, to descend to human life. Okay? But you cannot attach to only the one way, so-called descending to the human world, without seeking for the truth, without climbing the top of the mountains. Practice. One is going up constantly to reach highest level of spiritual life, or as a mountaineer, and or artist, or craftsman, whatever it is, you have to reach highest level. On the other hand, you have to come down to the human life, and the highest level of spiritual life must be alive in your life. Craftsman must be alive in your life. Spirit of craftsman must help your life in your daily life. So which of two comes first? I don't know. Which of two comes first? We should completely ignore daily life and just seek for the truth, retreating in the mountains and ignoring human life and the human world, isolating from the human world. It's fine. But you become an idiot, fool. Because you don't know. You are completely keep away from. Well, even though it's not necessary to be idiot, you know, on purpose, because more or less from the beginning we are idiot. So if we are idiot anyway, we have to fix the idiot. Foolish aspect of human life anyway. We have to mend, fix. Anyway, what? Anyway, idiot. Idiot. Fix mending or idiot of human life means anyway, how to tune into the everyday life with other people. That is a fixing, anyway. Okay. Fixing idiot. But if you keep away from human life, you become complete idiot because it's not necessary to think carefully, you know, how to fix your daily life into the human life, everyday life with the people. It's not necessary. Just live by yourself, thinking of yourself. It seems to be comfortable, but you become idiot. Dunce. Fool. So you don't know. And then when you come down to the human life, you are completely confused. But if you become a saint, anyway, it's wonderful, but saint is... It's not particular being, okay? Saint, in the Buddhism, saint and the unenlightened person are saying things. Same. So, I don't think you should take pride of yourself when you become, you know, saint and... When you reach a certain particular level of your life, so-called PhD, you know, at that time you become a saint. It's called saint spiritual state, or Zen masters. Oh, I am a saint. But what's the difference between a PhD and a saint and the delusions and the unenlightened person? The same things, you know. Because same thing means even a saint is nothing but the part of a permanent, impermanent. So, sooner or later, saint becomes insane. Crazy. No. If you attach to the saint, you know, too much, you become insane. So if you attach to the PhD so much, you are not a PhD person, you are a crazy person. You know? So no one respects as a PhD, doctors, as a doctor. So, so that is the Sha said. That is the point the Sha said. First, I went to pursuing the fragrant grasses, then I returned following the falling the flowers. So, but working together, you know, going within the walking step by step, there is enormous energy to seek for the truth. Okay, enormous energy to seek for the truth means anyway to reveal enormous energy you have beyond like or dislike. That means seeking for the truth, okay, simultaneously. That enormous energy must be revealed, not particular place, that is within one step, anyway. If you walk in the mountains, within one step, there is enormous energy, completely beyond your sense of like or dislike, anyway. That is, that enormous energy leads you to seeking for the truth, okay? Or to reach the top of the mountains. Very natural. So, in a moment, at the moment, your one step, there is a one step, but within the one step, it is not one step, it is a one step and simultaneously top of the mountains. Do you understand? The both working together. So, but if you really be attached to one side, even slightly seeking for the truth or descending to human world, or so called one step. And that time it is still, so to say, that is a gap. But ski, we say ski. Ski means up towards the cold wind blows, anyway. That means that is a state of human action when the tension slackens. Okay? When you attach it to one side, that is a slacken. Tension, the state of the moment when your tension slackens. Okay? Do you understand? So, both together simultaneously without creating any gap between. That is called freedom or harmony or peace. Okay, peace. That is called beyond saint or ordinary people, or beyond saint and ordinary people or Buddha, anyway. Because it is nothing but the movement and practice responding to the rhythm of life exactly, day by day. Okay? So when you attain enlightenment, when you feel something, most important point which Zazen possesses, right in the middle of Zazen, during Zazen, you can get a kind of inspirations and enlightenment, so-called enlightenment. That is nothing but the movements, okay? Movements. Fitting into rhythm of moment. So, so both together working simultaneously very smoothly. That's why next the head monk said how very much like the sense of springtime, how wonderful it is. Just like a springtime. It's warm, very warm feelings. That's wonderful, isn't it? Because you can see the something shooting and full aliveness of the human life and with all sentient beings. Wonderful, isn't it? That means exactly so-called Buddha, you know. And then next, Nityasha said, it even surpasses the autumn dew dripping on the lotus. The lotus says means the head monk really, anyway, saying wonderful walking in the mountain, being alive fully anyway. Just like a springtime warmness of a springtime. But that means one aspect of human life, so called anyway Buddha's way, okay? Buddha's way. Reaching to the top of the mountains. But on the other hand, you can't ignore the human world. Human world is very, what would you say, very strict. Very strict. If you are lazy, you're fired. If you don't follow the master of the shop master of the bookstores, and you become fired quickly, you know. An experience anyway. I was just standing watching the bookstores, and one day he said, you should watch this side, and the entrance behind me. So I just stopped and stand up and watching these areas, you know. And then a guest came in from my back, because the entrance behind me, but I didn't see it. So I just, I am very honest person, so yes sir, I just stand up, stood straightly looking at a certain areas, and then he screamed at me, because why didn't you take care of a guest and customers coming from the entrance, and you should take care of it. But how can I see, you know, I don't have eyes behind, you know. So, next day I was fired. It was the fifth day. Very strict, very strict. There is no human world, you know. If you make a mistake, you're fired. I'm sorry. He doesn't say sorry. It's not necessary to come to miles. That's all. So, life is, when you come down to the human world, it seems to be warm, but it's not warm. You cannot handle human life only in terms of human warmness. But on the other hand, it's very cold, chilly, you know, freezing, and senseless sometimes. So that's why Xia said, it's even surpasses our autumn dew dripping on the lotus set means, autumn is pretty chilly, cold, and dew dripping on the leaf of lotus flowers, and lotus flowers, you know. So in the morning of autumn, It's cold, it's chilly. So this Sha, anyway, told the head monk, don't look at only one side. So, because you have to return, your life must be grounded on the ground of human life, anyway. And then return anyway. What is daily life? Even though you feel good during Zazen, you don't feel good. That feeling completely disappears when you go out of this Zendo anyway. So it's pretty cold and chilly anyway. Life is very strict anyway. You cannot always walk in the shadow of the human life. You have to anyway walk in the sunshine. Even though it's hot, it's chilly, anyway we have to walk. So, this is always two aspects there. Okay? But that means that no one can, that means the truth, which no one can escape. You have to seek for the truth. That is really warmness, human warmness. On the other hand, you have to come down to the human world, but it's very strict, chilly, cold, and simple, and impermanent, just like a dewdrop on a lotus flower leaf. Dewdrop drip, next moment it's disappeared. It's very impermanent. It's very chilly, very cold, senseless, sometimes. So, that's why she said in that way. But in this world, within this world, apparently his behavior, his climbing, visiting mountains seems to be very comfortable, peaceful, and harmonious. But on the other hand, there is within this walking and visiting the mountain, well, there are enormous energies sufficient to guide him to reach the top of the mountains, on the other hand, to live his life with all sentient beings. So, lots of suffering there. And also, enormous energy there, effort there. But apparently, very peaceful, very peace, harmonious. It seems to be no suffering, but lots of energy there. So quality of this peace and harmony, liberation is backed by anyway enormous energies sufficient to reach to the top of the mountains, but and also to come down to the human world, taking care of the human life practically, in concrete way, whatever you feel, feeling cold, feeling chilly, feeling impermanent, whatever, transiency, anyway, we have to return to this. And also both, working together smoothly, that is the point. Bodhisattva has to aim at constant, without creating any gap. Anyway, we have to take care of human life with all sentient beings very smoothly. For this, anyway, even though apparently Bodhisattva's life is peaceful and harmonious, but behind his life, there are lots of energies, sufferings, feelings, warm, cold, chilly, impermanent, vast, boundless, wonderful things there. So, that's why she said like this. And Sudo added the remark, thanks for your reply. When no one tells this conversation as a comment, that's why Sudo added the remark, thanks. Thanks for your reply. Sudo really respect that the Chanshan, this was the answer to the questions in their conversations. Okay. Do you have some questions? Please leave the verse. Maybe next time I can say a little bit about the purpose. Do you have some questions?
I find Shah's remark where it says...
You found what?
Well, the remark that Shah makes, first I went pursuing the breaking grass and the return of the falling fall. I find it very much like what you told us, the fact silence in Japanese, just going, just coming. Mm-hmm. I find the similarity there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Just going, that's why just going, just coming is not the just going and just coming. You can understand according to your common sense, you know. Do you understand? Just going, just coming is full attention, full energy is there. Okay. And that time it becomes just coming, just going. It is called tatavata.
What does it mean to fall into the weeds?
Huh? Falling
into the weeds.
Oh, falling into the weeds. That means implication of descending to the human world. Human world. So it's the comment in the notes. You mean the note? In the note.
In the notes, he keeps talking about falling into the weeds.
You're falling to falling. Oh yeah. The first you the note one.
Mm-hmm. And note three and note four.
Yeah. At first he was falling into the weeds. Later he was still falling in the weeds. Means before and after. Anyway, he is walking in the mountains in the vastness of existence, you know. Just walking. Just walking. That's why only just walking in the human world. So that means that at first was the later. First, before and from. Same thing. Anyway, just walking.
Well, is seeking the truth existing in the vastness of existence? How do you say? Is that what seeking the truth is?
No, seeking for the truth is when your energy is manifested totally. That is a seeking. In a moment, from moment to moment, where your energy is manifested, revealed, that is the seeking for the truth.
So then descending to the human world, by contrast, how does that?
Well, simultaneously there. So simultaneously. You cannot separate, anyway. For instance, you teach a dance, okay? And you can pay attention to each form of dance. Each form of dance is implication of each aspect of human life. Washing your face, talking with somebody, and bowing, shaking hands, whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. Each aspect of human life. That is just falling into the weeds. That is coming down to the, anyway, human world, taking care of daily life. But simultaneously, well, dance, form of dance is not merely form of dance. Because form of dance, you don't satisfy if form of dance is just form of dance. You don't want to be a dancer because it's really no artistic beauty and grandeur, etc. So finally you have to find the true beauty and grandeur and what is a real dance. What is the essence of dance? Anyway, essence of dance, you have to seek for the essence of dance. But how can you seek for the essence of dance? So every day, you have to dance and paying attention of each form of dance. And within this, each form of dance, you are practicing from moment to moment you have to learn the essence of dance, which is so-called truth. So you need enormous energies to take care of each form of dance. Do you think so? So teacher knows pretty well that if your tense slackens, so immediately teacher corrects your form anyway. Even though you don't like it, you have to do it exactly, you know. Do you understand? As teacher do, teacher does, not according to yourself. Anyway, beyond like or dislike, you have to exactly fit to the teacher's way. Anyway. For this, you need a lot of energies, don't you think so? That will guide you to develop your dance, and you can learn what is a dance. Okay? And that is what learning what the dance is means within the process of dance, you know. You have to have a full communication with your whole body, anyway. So your whole body catch you anyway, dance. That is a what? That is a movement, dance, you know. So form of dance is not separate from seeking for the truth. Seeking for the truth of dance. So seeking for the truth of dance is simultaneously taking care of a form of dance. That's why dance is beautiful. Okay?
So, would you say that the form of dance is falling into the weeds?
Yeah, in a sense, yes. The form of dance is falling into the weeds, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, so if you become a master of dance, you're bored. Anyway, walking smoothly, very smoothly, do you understand, without any attentions, but it's working together, very naturally. At that time, you become a teacher of a dance, okay?
When he says, don't fall into the weeds, why did he say that?
Well, that is this is an ironic commentary, he says, ironic commentary. If you emphasizes falling into the weeds. In other words, if you emphasize always the human aspect of life, you know, well, it's pretty easy to fall into the anyway for you to be stuck in.
Thank you.
When you explain that mountain is a mountain, you said we can have total communication with the mountain. Is it possible in the same way to have total communication with human society?
Well, society is.
It seems a lot harder.
Yeah, but I don't think so. Same things as climbing the mountains. Only just walking in the human world. So that means that at first was the labor. First, before and from. Same thing, same just a walk.
Well, is seeking the truth existing in the vastness of existence? How would you say? Is that what seeking the truth is?
No, seeking for the truth is when your energy is manifested totally. That is a seeking. In a moment, from moment to moment, where your energy is manifested, revealed, that is a seeking for the truth.
So then descending to the human world, by contrast, how does that?
Well, simultaneously there. So simultaneously. You cannot separate anyway. For instance, so you teach a dance, okay? And you can pay attention to each form of dance. Each form of dance is implication of each aspect of human life, washing a face, talking with somebody, and bowing, shaking, and whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. Each aspect of human life. That is just falling into the weeds. That is coming down to the, anyway, human world, taking care of daily life. But simultaneously, well, dance, form of dance is not merely form of dance. Because form of dance, you don't satisfy if form of dance is just form of dance. You don't want to be a dancer because it's really no artistic beauty and grandeur, etc. So finally you have to find the true beauty and grandeur and what is a real dance, what is the essence of dance,